You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
So this is now the moment where we combine our emotional ideas, emotional reactions to the ideas that we picked, and we want to make them solid in terms of the arrangement and the orchestration. I know that this all can be rather abstract if you haven't used these steps. For that purpose, let's jump into some music, since that is the fun part. And I want to show you and play you some examples from the Interval Theory Composition course. And I picked a few examples in there that I believe represent those steps clearly. The reason why we start with those numbers here, and that is also a rather abstract way of approaching things, these numbers represent half steps or chromatic steps in between the tones. I will go back to this page, but I want to present to you some music first. So let me play you the orchestration, actually, which we also have in here, by the way. So that is the orchestration. The problem with that is if I showed you the orchestration now, it's rather hard to follow. So I would rather show you the sketch because it's bar after bar, the same structure. It's way simpler because it just shows the core ideas. But we do have, obviously, all of those things here orchestrated. But what I want to do is show you the sketch and play you the orchestration. And then we will go back to all these numbers and lines, and I will quickly talk you through how I got there. And you will realize that the technique behind this is actually pretty simple, although the song or the cue sounds rather complicated. So let me show you the escape in the orchestration. Yeah, sounds crazy at the end, all these clusters. Although this is pretty much organized with this thing here. But let me now go back and show you how I got there, right? Because if I ask you right now, please write me something similar. You probably need a bit more time to analyze what was going on, which is quite normal. I couldn't recreate it from scratch immediately. But that is the moment when I want to come back to this thing here. So we have various ways to organize the intervals or the interval combinations. And this is one way using the matrices. Now, the starting position in the upper left corner, this pretty much determines all the other structures. And here is in what way. If you look at this guy, the 3+1, I picked a 3+1 because of the emotional reaction that I got from it. I wanted to have this dissonance in there, which comes through the one interval. But if you look at this guy, this structure, and you take the bottom note, put it up an octave, you get to this other position and do the same thing. Take the bottom note, put it up an octave, you get to this guy. We call these various positions position changes. Now we end up in this octave position here. Now that is how we get to these guys here in a line. Now, the moment we switch down to the next line, we simply stuck to the first interval and we increased the second interval chromatically, starting with a 3+1. Now this turned into a 3+2 with the position changes, the 3+3 with the position changes, and so on, until we get to the 3+6, the sixth interval. That is the middle of the octave. Everything that goes up higher is a position change that we covered in other places already. And then I started here and I picked those guys diagonally. This was my starting point, four structures, right? So if you remember these numbers here, 3+1, 2+7, 6+3. 3+1, 2+7, 6+3. This one also was the same. That was this line, which is nothing else than the matrix on top that we just looked at. And I thought, okay, let's start with a line. I want this line to sound connected to this material. So guess what I picked? I picked the 3 interval and the 1 interval. I started with this guy, the A, right there, went up by three, another three, and then down by one, just for variation, because I like variation in the compositions in general. Now, this line became my lead line, and I harmonized it with those structures that I picked from the matrix. I put it into a register that is good for horns and some heavy brass, so everything is good. And these structures, these four structures with those exact pitches, they became the seed material for everything in the composition. And I really mean everything. That is pretty much my gathering, this line. And out of these structures, can I actually play this to you? I guess so. Let me do this. We can skip over the line, I think. Yep. That is the gathering, and then I organized it on the canvas. These are the structures as they are. This is nothing else than a pedal tone, because it is just more convenient for the listener to have something like the invisible hand on their back that pushes the listener a bit into the composition, right? That is what I'm doing with this pedal tone up there. And this here, 2+1, I changed it by ear. This was originally a 3+1, right? So I started on the F, went up first by three. Now this is by two, right? And I adjusted it because guess what? This is my name on the page. I can do whatever I want. I'm the composer and the author. So don't be a slave to the gathering or the sketch even. This is just the inspiration that I got from those little guys. Then the 2+7, this is pretty much the second structure. Now this, it's an 8+3. Guess what an 8+3 is? It's a position change. Again, it's nothing else than the starting position. But now it's a little bit spaced differently, right? And it sounds different, of course, since I'm using other tones. But it is still connected because it has the same intervals. It's the same structure. And that is pretty much how I continue with this whole thing. That's my third structure from above. That's my fourth structure from above. And then I start repeating things because I'm a lazy composer. But you have to be, let's replace lazy with efficient. You have to be an efficient composer if you have to crank out some minutes a day consistently. Have worked on a few shows in animation and they require a lot of music. So you better be able to crank out some music because every week there is a new episode. And that is pretty much what I did here with all of those elements. As you can tell from the labeling and the text, it's all connected to my four structures. Let me just play you the sketch and give you the opportunity to read the text on the sketch as well. Sounds way better in the orchestration, I know. But that is exactly what is going on with the orchestra, 100%. And then I wrote stuff around it to fill the gaps, like decoration, a motor, some pedal tones here and there. But the core ideas, they are all visible in the sketch, all of them.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.